I've realized that what you put on your body is just as important as what you put in your body. And I realized that all these years that I thought I had sensitive skin, it wasn't me. It was my skin was sensitive to the chemicals that were put into the product.
Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter, and I'm a business growth consultant. I'm passionate about helping business owners just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a former pastor and a serial entrepreneur who's passionate about personal growth because that's what's helped me cultivate peace in my life and empowered me to love my amazing wife, Laura, of 26 years, and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Inspiration Rising. It is so great to have you with me. You know, up until recently, I haven't really been thinking about the products that I put on my body. Okay, now I don't really use a lot of products. I see all the big, huge basket of products that my wife uses and my daughter uses. I mean, they've got all sorts of things they're putting on every nook and crevice and cranny of their whole body. I mean, it's amazing. I pretty much just use soap. Like soap in the shower and shampoo for my very short hair, a deodorant, of course. And then recently I started using face lotion because I was noticing that dry skin was causing my face to have some more fine lines. And I'm trying to, you know, at 47, look as young as possible. I even shave in the shower. I use the shampoo from my head, get it down on my face, and I shave right there. So I like to keep things as low maintenance as possible. But as I've been changing up my eating habits over the last 6 months, including the fact that I haven't had a Diet Dr. Pepper or any soda for the last 6 months, that is the longest period of time, probably since I was, 10, that I've not had soda in 6 months. I've actually started thinking not only about what I'm putting in my body, but what I'm putting on my body. So I'm excited to introduce you today to Sabrina Andren. She's another member of the Rise Up Business Academy. This is the 12-month consulting program where I help business owners rise above their biggest barriers to reach their greatest goals. And we do that to eliminate the paralyzing overwhelm. So many entrepreneurs and starting out business owners feel so overwhelmed with what to do. They feel alone and often wondering what the heck to do next. And we like to eliminate that by giving you peace, create a space of community, and a step-by-step process to launch your business. Now, Sabrina is a wife, mother of three, and founder of Magic Skin Nutrients, dedicated to helping you lovingly care for your skin with 100% confidence that all their products are natural and safe for you and your loved ones. My wife and I both use her products and love them now. Now, I didn't introduce you to that product in the beginning. Why? Because Sabrina's got me hooked on this thing called Magic Butter. It is this amazing product, and I'll let you hear more about it from her, but essentially, her story was that several years ago, she started learning about toxic ingredients in conventional beauty products, and they were irritating her skin. So she began to educate herself on these harmful chemicals, find alternatives, and then she started creating this skin-nourishing formulas that she shared with family and friends, and they were blown away by it. And they said, this is just magical. And so that's how Magic Skin Nutrients was born. So in this episode, you get to have kind of a behind-the-scenes peek into starting a business from the ground up, as well as you'll learn all sorts of great things about the products that you're probably putting on your body, and you'll learn how Sabrina has navigated the challenges of launching her own business. And of course, I would encourage you to try out her products at magicskinnutrients.com. That link, of course, is in your show notes. They are absolutely amazing. All right, let's jump into my conversation with Sabrina Andren. Sabrina, thanks so much for taking some time to join me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we're talking about skincare today. First of all, your skin looks amazing, of course.
Thank you.
Why did you get into skincare? When did this become important to you?
Well, skincare was always important to me, but nothing seemed to work for me. Nothing kept my skin hydrated. or I would have a reaction to something that I used. So it was very frustrating. So fast forward to when I met my wonderful husband and we were pregnant with our son, we decided to have one of us stay home. That was important to us. And that's when I really got to dig deep into researching everything that has to do with health in both food and skincare.
So you were passionate about skincare before you met your husband, but then when you started staying at home, you started getting into educating yourself on it. What was it, like, why wouldn't you just use something on the market or some other organic product? Like, what was it that drove you to dive in to start creating your own products?
So this was about 7-8 years ago, and there were not many natural skincare products. So when I researched on the importance of ingredients in the food that we ate, I realized that what you put on your body is just as important as what you put in your body. And so then I learned how to read the labels of skincare products. And I realized that all these years that I thought I had sensitive skin, it wasn't me. It was my skin was sensitive to the chemicals that were put into the products. So there were a few product lines out there, but they were all super expensive. Okay. I did find one that I liked, but you know, being on a one income, it was not in my budget.
Yeah. So when you talk about these chemicals, I mean, I don't look at labels. I'm like, does it smell good? Feel good? I'm okay. Like, am I killing myself? Maybe I am. Tell me about, like, what are the chemicals that you saw on those labels that kind of freaked you out?
Well, a lot of them, you don't, they're either hard to read. So you have to, you know, do a quick Google, but like, for example, fragrance is the top one because they have phthalates in them and phthalates disrupt your hormones. So that one was a major one. That one, I know that I irritated my skin every time I used fragrance. Paraffins.
So any skincare that has some sort of fragrance, that is probably not a natural product. Is what you're saying?
In most lines, it's not, unless it's an essential oil, mm-hmm. then you know that it's natural. Yeah.
Okay. And then the other is parabens?
Parabens, mineral oils, they're all carcinogenic, so cancer causing. So yeah, most big product lines have those that you find on the shelf.
So did you start making some of these products just for you and your family, or did you immediately think, I want to start a business? How did it begin?
Well, you know, when you're on one income, you get creative with Christmas presents. And I discovered body butters and learned how to make my own. And that was my first product I created to gift to family and friends. And then I really researched on specific ingredients that had healing properties, anti-aging properties, and I created my own face cream. So that was when the ideas began, because I shared it with family and friends and it was helping them. And I had a friend come up to me and said, you need to sell this. And I was like, what? Because, you know, my kids were small. I was being an entrepreneur, owning my own business was not in my mind at all. But then I realized if I can help other people, not just myself, then why not?
Yeah. So what was their reaction? Like that first time you gave this body butter to a relative? I mean, I would be kind of nervous. Like, oh my gosh, I'm giving you a product that I've made. I hope you don't die from putting this on your body. You know, like what were you feeling? What was their reaction?
I was excited because I knew that it was natural. I knew that it would be different from what they're used to. And they were excited. And it was funny because I remember one of my friends was like, oh my gosh, I used it within the week. Like, she just loved the feeling of it. It's so different. Freshly made skincare is so different from what we're used to using, you know, that's sold on the shelves. And I feel like the texture, you know, you can feel it in the texture, and it takes more time to just apply it, that you're actually taking time to care for yourself. It's like a self-care journey.
Yeah. So when you first started creating these products, were you just Googling like, okay, how do I create this on my own? And you were experimenting?
Yes. I was listening to podcasts. I was finding other leaders in the industry. I was reading their blogs. You know, I'd learn about different ingredients from each person. And then, you know, when I found a face cream that worked for me, I finally found one. And like I said, it was so expensive. I was like, I could make this. I could make my own version. And so I selected what, you know, strong ingredients with the healing properties to them. And I created my own recipe. And I haven't used anything since. And that was like 7 years ago. And I never have to worry about what I put on my skin, because it's only going to heal my skin and give my skin that natural glow. So yeah, it's an awesome feeling.
That's great.
You don't have to worry about what you use.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is a concern, because a lot of moms in particular, it's like, not only what am I putting on my body, but what am I putting on my kids' bodies? And so I know you have little ones. So that was a concern for you, I assume, from the beginning as well.
Yes. Yes. What's amazing about using natural skincare products is that you don't have to worry about your kids getting into your products. You can use it on them as well. And because the ingredients are so healing, they're multi-purpose. You can use them for several different issues in several different ways. And as a mom, it just gives you one less thing to worry about.
Yeah. So at that point when you said, okay, I'm going to start a business, was that exciting? Was it scary? Where did you start? Like, a lot of people that are listening are either just starting in their business or, you know, thinking about starting. Take us to that moment. What were you thinking and feeling?
Well, I was definitely nervous. I, you know, never done this before, but the more feedback I got from customers on how it's helped them, the more confident I became with sharing my products and, you know, talking about them. And I started with Instagram because, you know, I'm more comfortable on Instagram. And a biggest learning for me was that people aren't just going to buy your products. They want to know who's selling it. They want to know about you. And so that was eye-opening for me, because, you know, before I was just pushing my products like, oh, this is what this product does. You know, this is magic butter. And then the first time I actually did a video and posted it, I got so much more feedback and people replying, and they just loved to actually see me and hear from me. And then I realized, you know, you're not just selling your products, you're selling yourself, you're selling who you are. And so,
Was that uncomfortable? Was that uncomfortable in the beginning? Or
it was, it really was. But then the more you do it, the more comfortable you get. So, and if you're pre-recording, you know, you get even more comfortable because you're practicing, and then you get to a point where you're like, okay, I know what I'm going to say. Here we go.
Yeah. So up until recently, you had just launched your product line on Instagram. How were you selling it on Instagram, and for how long were you doing that?
I just was posting about it, and then I created my own Google form because I didn't have a website that was ready. And that was really easy for my customers to just select what they wanted. And then, you know, it was emailed to me.
How did they pay you though, if they can't pay you on Google form?
It was usually through Venmo or PayPal or Zelle.
And so they would go on your Google form, and I've seen this form. It is a beautiful Google form. I mean, I've never even seen a Google form like it. You've got the backgrounds a certain color. The product photos are beautiful. And so you were literally selling your product on Instagram with no website. Like, I want people to hear that you can start a business with no website, right on Instagram. The Google form cost you how much?
Zero.
Instagram cost you how much?
Zero.
Nothing. Yeah, it costs you zero. obviously making the product and all of that costs you money to, you know, get started. But that is just amazing. Obviously, you've recently transitioned to have your own website, which is exciting. We'll point people there, of course, magicskinnutrients.com. You said, so obviously your products are different than anything that we'd find in like a big box store or something, you know, like a drugstore. But how are your products different, let's say, than other organic or all natural products that are on the market?
Well, I feel like with the other natural skincare products, where they slightly go wrong is they don't use a natural preservative. And like polysorbate, for example, is a very common preservative that a lot of lines use, but it's a carcinogenic. And I'm a little stubborn, but in a good way, because I very determined to find a natural alternative. So I'm very proud of, you know, what I found for my product lines. Not all of the products use a preservative, but the ones that do, it's completely natural. And so that's one, you know, big difference. Another one is it's freshly made. So there are no chemicals stopping the healing ingredients from working. And because they're natural, there's, like I said, they're multi-purpose. So you could use them, for example, my Magic Butter face cream. I say this is my go-to cream because it's not just gives me that hydrated, healthy glow, but it's also helps for cuts, burns, bruises. I mean, it's my first aid kit. And that's every product that I have. You can use it for more than one, in more than one way.
And is it actually safe to eat? I know that sounds a little weird, but like if your kids got into it, is it safe for them?
Absolutely. So, because they do get tempted because it smells so good. So most of my products are 100% natural. They are used with essential oils. I have, in the past, I was determining if I should use phthalate-free fragrances, because it's a way where you can still enjoy your favorite scent without the phthalates. And if I realize if I can help people transition with that instead of, for example, a Bath and Body Work product, then I will create it for them, because, you know, I rather them use a 99% natural product versus, very little natural product.
Sure. So you're saying Bath and Body Works, if I'm buying that, giving it, putting it on my body, you're saying there are carcinogens, There are phthalates that are causing problems with my hormones, It's not a healthy thing, is what you're telling me.
It's not. I don't like to just sell products. I love to empower my customers when they're buying the product. So like on my Instagram, I did a video, I showed them a bottle of lotion from Bath and Body Works. I explained how to read the label and not be tricked by the fancy marketing. And I showed them on the back, I read a few of the ingredients and, you know, it said it had shea butter. So you're going to think that it's natural, but when you really look at what's in there, about out of like 20 ingredients, only 3 were non-toxic, which is crazy because you're putting it on your body, which is your largest organ, your skin, and it's going to sink into your bloodstream. And so that's why it's important to know what you're putting on your body.
Yeah, that is huge. Wow. You're freaking me out now. You're freaking me out.
Well, I don't want to freak you out. I mean, this is why I don't just sell the product. I love to educate, you know, my customers and help them to learn how to make the healthiest decisions for them and their family.
So I'm gonna just really be vulnerable here, Sabrina. Okay. I have from the time I started using deodorant, okay, when I was like 12 or 13. I think I started with Right Guard, which was a very, you know, big thing back in the, let's see, that would have been 80s when I started using Right Guard. Spray Right Guard. I like the spray. I like the feeling of it. I like the, it just feels very manly. Okay. Now I transitioned long, long time ago to Arid Extra Dry. spray, right? I have recently been told by another person on our podcast, Dr. Peter Yavidi, that the spray was not a good thing for me. Like when I when I spray it, my family members run, like because they're like coughing, you know, they're like, I'm coughing. I cough after I use it, like right in the back of my throat. But I love it. You know, it works great. What kind of deodorant do you use? Do you use magic butter under your armpits?
Actually, I do. I mix it with a lot of natural products, deodorants. They have baking soda in it, and it can cause a rash, like an irritation. So I mix mine with magic butter. So it's more of a, I don't have any breakouts from it.
So you use magic butter and what for deodorant? You don't buy deodorant? You make it yourself?
I started making it myself. Yeah.
What is it? What is it? I don't know if it's a secret formula that you can't tell me, but like what's in it? Magic butter, which we don't know what's in it. That's magic. So plus what?
Well, I mix it like separately with my magic butter, but it has shea butter. It has arrowroot powder. It has, I add emu oil, which is a very nourishing natural oil to it. Beeswax, sweet almond oil. So essential oils.
This is all going on your, this is all going on your armpits every day?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And so, do you smell?
No, I smell good.
Okay. But there's no antiperspirant. There's no antiperspirant formula.
Your body adjusts to it once you go natural. You know, there is an adjusting period, but you don't perspire as much once you go natural, I feel.
Why are you not selling this yet?
Deodorant is a little tricky because, you know, you want to get the right consistency. I had a friend who is so sensitive that she kind of begged me, like, can you please make something for me that works? So I'm still in the trying it out stage, you know, seeing what I like and then what she likes. And
I could be a beta user. Maybe I could do that. Yeah. Yeah. Is the Aerodextra dry killing me? Is it unhealthy?
It is unhealthy. I'm going to assume that it has fragrance in it. And that's, you know, going into your
is the spray killing me or is it killing the environment or both?
Both. Yes, both. Mm. Yeah. That's the beauty of when you go all natural is that it's also eco-friendly. Because when you take a shower and you're washing the products off, it goes into the water stream, right? Into the ocean. So you want to be aware of what
is going into the ocean. Yeah. Okay. All right. I got to think about my deodorant now. Let's talk about several learnings. One of the learnings that you said in starting the business was that you're not only selling a product, but you're presenting yourself to, you know, your ideal client. What are some other learnings that you've had over the last couple of years?
A big one is to believe in yourself because, you know, no one's going to stop you from doing something but you, right? So it's, you know, if you don't have any positive influencers in your family or close to you, there are so many such as you yourself that are available to cheer you on and keep you motivated and really understand what you're going through. I think that's really important as entrepreneurs, having entrepreneur friends for sure. Because they just totally get you. They, you know, they can lift you up when you're going through a hard time. And also, you won't learn from anything until you try something. So every month, every year, I'm learning from the previous month and year. So like this Christmas season, I learned, okay, I need to really prepare ahead of time. And, you know, because last year I spent my whole month, the whole Christmas month making products that I didn't really get to enjoy the time with my family. As much as I love making my products, I was very busy. So, yes.
Yeah, those are huge. Now, when did you actually go, you know, and launch Magic Skin Nutrients?
Well, you mean before the website?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's been about 2 years. Mm-hmm. And from when I created my Instagram page, and really, you know, promoted it. And I've only wanted to grow naturally by word of mouth. So, mm-hmm. I wanted it to sell itself, not be pushy in any way. So I've enjoyed the growth. And just the amount of people that I've helped with their skin issues, is just so fulfilling.
So let's talk about 2 years from now. So you're about 2 years in. What's the dream? Like, what do you want to see 2 years from now with Magic Skin Nutrients?
Well, each year I want it to grow even more. Of course, I will come out with another line that I'd love to offer for people who are going through treatment, such as chemo treatment, because my products are so healing. I know that I can help with their journey. I do have a customer who loves my products because she is going through chemotherapy, and your skin goes through a lot of changes, and it's her number one product. She has a list of her top 10, you know, things that have kept her going through this journey, and my products are her number one top favorite. So that makes me so happy that it helps her to feel good just when she smells the products, and also helps her skin to feel better.
Now, you are married with kids. How do you negotiate keeping your husband updated on what you're doing? Like, so that, like, is he a part of those conversations? And how do you negotiate having kids and, you know, getting all this done? Like, tell me about those two areas.
Well, yeah, my husband is my number one supporter and cheerleader. I started this business with when we were on one income. So, you know, he really believed in me enough to, even though we're on a budget, you know, to start purchasing ingredients and supplies. And he's just so helpful with whatever questions I have. Him and my kids are my number one fans. My boys and my daughter, they get so excited when I come up with a new product or a new scent. I mean, they have like 20 lip balms. I always say they have the softest skin. They're going to have skin softer than their wives when they're older. And, my kids, they're really good at, I schedule it where it's play, you know, time for them to just play amongst each other or watch a show where I can get my work done. Or on the weekends is usually my main days to work. And, you know, my husband takes them out to play soccer. And then I have time to myself to get stuff done. But I do see my son being a helper in the near future. He's already wants to. And, yeah, I think it'll be great for him. Great experience for him. Little entrepreneur.
Yeah, of course. Family business. I can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk to me about your experience in the Rise Up Business Academy for a minute. What's your experience been like, and how would you describe it to maybe somebody who's never heard of it before?
Well, it's been a wonderful experience. It came at a perfect time for me. This year has been pretty crazy. And, the Academy has helped me to stay focused on what's important. It's not just, you know, about the business, but also about yourself and knowing yourself, your identity, and spirituality. That's what I love the most, is that it's combined. So I love that, you know, in our group meetings, we always start with like a meditation or a prayer, because it helps you focus on what's important, you know, and step away from all the distractions. The support system is awesome, between just from you and also from the group. you're definitely our biggest cheerleader, keeping encouraging us and making sure we're staying on track. And I definitely recommend it for, you know, women who are passionate about their business and want to accomplish more, not just in your work, like business, but also spiritually and, you know, your heart and your mind combined.
I love that. Sabrina, I just believe in you so much. And I believe in what you're doing. Your product is amazing. My wife uses it every day. I use it once in a while, but I think I need to get on that deodorant beta group testing, you know, program or something. So I appreciate what you're doing because you're not just creating a product, something that benefits you financially, but you're doing this because you are inspired to help people make a difference in the world through something that's healthy for them. It's healing for them. And so I just resonate with that so much. So I appreciate what you're doing. It's fun to chat with you and hear your wisdom today.
Thank you so much. That was fun. Thank you for having me.
Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor, share it with a friend, take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for Inspo Text. That's our daily inspirational text messages. Just text me right now at 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. Just say, hey, Dave, what's up? You'll get an automated reply with a link where you can add yourself as a contact. And of course, you can always unsubscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.